from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to WGR's coverage of the 2023 NHL Draft Lottery coverage here on the Nightcap. I'm Zach Jones, along with Brayton Wilson, and we live in a not-great society. Chicago has the number one overall pick. They are going to get Connor Bedard. Columbus falls to 3, and Anaheim will pick number 2. I'm not happy, Brayton. I'm not happy. I made that pretty well known before.
I think you did.
It was them in Montreal. I just didn't want. Arizona, I would have been mad, but I'm like, you know what? There's at least fun young talent there. Even you could even get the idea. You know, me and Josh Schmidt, we were covering the Extra Point Show today, and we had someone tweet at us and go, "That might be the worst case scenario for like Toronto, because Austin Matthews would see all that young talent. He's got 1 year left on his contract. He might want to go over there." Beautiful, love it. I love that idea. And we were just talking about in the last segment, like, where's even the young talent on Chicago? Where is the buildup coming from there? And that's just ignoring everything off the ice and all of the disgusting stuff that was going on there. There is, outside of the TV market, which if you really wanted to push it, you could have gotten from Philadelphia. Because at least that would have been fun with him and Tortorella. A flashy player like Bedard having John Tortorella as coach. At least that's a good time for everyone involved that's a neutral fan.
I am searching right now. Scott Wheeler, he from The Athletic, he does his annual best prospects, or like where kind of everyone lands.
Yeah.
And let's see, I'm trying to find Chicago's. I'm trying to find what he wrote about the Chicago Blackhawks, where their prospect pool. And let's see. Oh, man, I have to log in. Hold on. Give me a second.
That's okay. No, you take your time. Did you forget your password? That's always a frustrating
part. Yeah, I got to figure it out here.
Let's see. That's good. Oh, that's good. Oh, man. And I don't want to pile on Kevin Weeks, but like, and to spoil that Columbus will not get him out of left field, out of nowhere. Like, what happened in that production meeting where he just decided out of nowhere, when Bill Daly has not spoken about who is going to be the third overall pick, he just decides that they're going to break. So there's our first change. Columbus is picking third overall.
Yeah, I think that was a boo-boo from Kevin Adams.
What happened
there? Kevin Weeks.
What happened
there?
I
just said Kevin Adams. I don't know.
Kevin Adams having a good day. He didn't move. Yeah, found out his pick early, picking 13th.
Yeah, he's probably good on his way home to Clarence right now, just like, yeah, no, I'm sitting in a good spot.
He's going
right
to get home for dinner. It's great.
Hopefully he's listening to us.
He doesn't even have to do a big interview with ESPN today. He's like, this is great.
Nope. Doesn't have to.
Good for Kevin Adams.
All right. So according to Scott Wheeler, Scott Wheeler, ranking of the Blackhawks prospects heading into when did he do this? He did this back in February. So
well.
every year, like midseason, he does his top NHL prospect pool rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago finished number 5, which is kind of surprising to me.
You
know, some of the names, maybe
we were a bit wrong here.
Some of the names, yes. I forgot a couple of names because I was looking at cap friendlies under contract things, and there are a couple of guys that aren't under contract. Kevin Korchinski is number 1, top pick in last year's draft. Defenseman, played with Seattle this year.
Okay.
Lucas Reichel, guy who's on the cusp of breaking into the NHL, probably makes it full-time next year and has an impact.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Naser is another first-round pick from last year that they have. He's playing at the University of Michigan. I think he is committed. I think I saw that he's committed to go back for another year. He was injured for most of this year anyway.
Okay.
Ryan Green from Boston University is number 4. He's a center. Let's see. Where was he picked? I'm trying to remember where he was picked. But either way, he's number 4. He goes to Boston University, and he was picked in the second round of last year's draft. Okay, understandable. Number 5, Sam Rinzel, plays in the USHL, right-hand shot defenseman. Mm-hmm. He was the other first-round pick last year. So their top 4 picks are all right up there in the top 5 of last year. I think at least their top 4 picks.
I want to feel good about something tonight. Where's Buffalo in his ranking?
Buffalo.
Oh, this is going to sting. I was hoping it was going to be higher. This may not go well for me. This has turned out to be a bad decision, I think.
I have to look back.
Oh, no.
I feel bad. I feel bad because I don't have it right here ready to go.
That's okay.
It also is notable that just in 2022, when Scott Wheeler did these, he had Chicago ranked 25th.
So it kind of just changed.
It just changed and jumped significantly. Kind of helps when you have 3 first-round picks go your way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you kind of go from there. Because if I remember correctly, did they have a first-round pick in 2021?
I guess like that's the thing. I was more on the ice product. I was more judging Chicago off. They don't have any young players already on the Blackhawks. But it sounds like they are actually pretty good in terms of the pipeline and in their AHL teams and juniors and stuff like that. So, okay.
All right. Buffalo actually ranked 1 below Chicago, 6th, with their prospect pool.
Ridiculous.
According to Scott Wheeler from The Athletic.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Let's see if I can pull up Buffalo's.
Furious.
Here we go.
It's because they lost their 3rd second-round pick. That's why. There it is.
Well, they ranked number 1 in 2022
at
the mid-season point for Scott Wheeler. So they dropped 5 positions. But still, Matthew Savoy is number 1, obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I think number 2 is pretty obvious.
Yuri Kulich, yep.
Number 3, I think you can get.
Is he having Devin Levi on the prospect pool or no? Okay.
Yep. But it's not Devin
it's
Levi.
It's not Devin Levi?
It's not at number 3.
Noah Osland
is number 3.
Oh, wow.
Number 4 is Devin Levi.
I mean, interesting decision.
Mm-hmm. Number 5 is Isak Rosén.
Okay, yep. Doing very well, I think, now over in Rochester.
Yes, very well, very well. Number 6, still don't know what's happening here, Ryan Johnson.
He likes to keep us guessing. I can only assume that is the reason.
I mean, for me, like, if I'm Ryan Johnson, if I'm in his shoes, like, what is it not to like about Buffalo? What, you're going to potentially go to Rochester to play next year? Even then, I think there could be a case where he might play himself into a position where he could make the roster.
Oh, yeah. There's a big needed defense for
unless
the Sabres.
Unless they go the out 3. And get that right shot defenseman to go pair with Owen Power.
Matt Dumba, baby.
You've got, let's see, Joki Haru would slide down to the 3rd right wing right defenseman spot, and your 3rd left defenseman spot would be, it's not Bryson.
Nope. It's not Joki Haru.
No, well, Joki Haru would be on the right side. I'm drawing a huge blank. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank, but Lyubushkin maybe. I don't know.
It's not like there's a ton there on the defense outside of the big 3. It's a big question mark after those guys.
And I feel bad because I should know this off the top of my head because, you know, the season only ended about a month ago, so it should still be fresh in my mind. Let's see. Riley Stillman would be on the team still. That's a potential option. Yeah, no, that's about it. That's really about it.
Yep.
So you might need an upgrade at your at your second or at your 3rd left defenseman spot. Plus your defense in the AHL is just hey, they're playing fine right now, but they're not under contract next year.
Yep.
Lawrence Pilot's an unrestricted free agent. Joe Ciccone's unrestricted. Jeremy Davies unrestricted. Austin Strand unrestricted.
Are you still a big Lawrence Pilot guy?
I am.
Always are.
Hey, yeah, listen, I saw him score that overtime winner the other night, and one of the first things I said was free Pilot.
I saw that tweet. All right, good.
I still like Lawrence Pilot.
Never let go.
I don't know what he's going to do after this year. I don't know if he's going to go back to Sweden. I don't know if he stays and signs another contract with the Sabres.
It was kind of weird when he was brought back.
Paul,
I think that was kind of like a forgotten piece that everyone kind of thought was just gone.
Well, that's a situation too, because he was playing in Russia. He was in the KHL.
Mm-hmm.
And that situation with his team, he got his contract terminated because he did resign. He was going to stay over there and play, to my understanding. He was going to stay and play. He was going to continue his career over in the KHL for another year after he had signed a new contract to re-up. But the war breaks out, and there was a couple of things where, I guess, the team he was playing for, Tractor Chelyabinsk, that team was very in support of Putin. It was very, very Putin-esque with their support for the war.
Yep.
And I think Pilot and a bunch of the other players that were not Russians were just kind of like, yeah, no, we don't want to be part of this.
We're out. We're done.
So, but in that case, the Sabres still had the rights to Pilot for one more year.
Okay.
Because they had tendered him as a restricted free agent when he originally went over to Russia before the war and everything like that. So he comes back, signs. It was an option for him. He plays this year and especially as of late has played really well. So it's really interesting to see. Paul seems to think, I think he wrote in one of his articles at WGR550.com that maybe he decides to just sign an AHL contract next year and stay in Rochester. I think he's better than that. I think he could get another NHL contract.
Yeah.
And if the Sabres need defensive depth, why not?
Why not? I mean, he kind of fits how they play defense anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is interesting because I think, you know, you're going to need a secondary right-wing defenseman to play with Owen Power, and you might just need an upgrade at your third left defenseman over a Riley Stillman, or if you want to play Ilya Lyubushkin on the left side, over him. But we'll see.
It's interesting. It's interesting right now with the Sabres. They're picking a 13th.
They're picking 13th officially. It's official.
In a very, very talented class. They also have two second-round picks as well.
Correct.
I don't imagine Buffalo gets a little wild here in the first round and try to move up. I don't imagine that happens.
I mean, if they did, that would be great. But I think with the talent that's there, I don't think any team's going to move.
Yeah, I think everyone's just going to sit back, take the best player. Honestly, with how loaded the forward group is, Buffalo can sit back at 13 and maybe pick the top defensive prospect here just because everyone's going to go forwards.
Yep. So that's very, very logistical.
So I think the draft is still interesting for Buffalo. I feel bad for teams like Anaheim and Columbus.
We'll get to that when we come back from the break, but I will just say one more thing before we go to break. The Rasmus Ristolainen trade still resonates in a positive way for the Sabres because that second round pick comes from Philadelphia as part of that trade.
What a trade, baby.
Oh,
Scott Fletcher should have never been fired. I will stand by that.
Oh,
he should have stayed in Philadelphia forever so that everyone could take advantage of him.
It was amazing. Just let the Flyers be eternally bad.
Every trade he made, everyone was like, Chuck Fletcher clearly lost that trade. Beautiful. Love it. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show tonight. This is WGR's coverage of the 2023 NHL Draft Lottery. You're listening to The Nightcap. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.